Good morning, everyone. God is good. Amen. Let's really thank the Lord one more time, shall we? So good to see you this morning. The Lord bless you richly. Welcome to our, I was getting ready to say early service, but this is the, it's might as well be the early service. Amen. And all those that are tuning in live, it's always a blessing to have you as well. Today is not just Love Never Fails Sunday. Today is Mission Sunday. Amen. And whenever we have our Mission Sunday service, that means that Pastor Steve and Carol, who oversee the orphanage in Carmargle, that means they are here with us this morning. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. So if you don't, if you're visiting with us and you, just to fill you in, we have an orphanage there in Carmargle and take care of all those beautiful children that you just saw on that video. And what an honor and a blessing it is. So with all that being said, before I ask Steve to come up here, I'm going to take us to the Lord in prayer, and then he's going to come up and start our service this morning. Father, thank you so much for Pastor Steve and Carol being here with us this morning. And Lord, all the ones that are going to be sharing, just bless them. What a wonderful first service, Lord. I know that the second service is just going to be just as equally wonderful too. And Lord, we just give you praise that you have entrusted to this body of believers, Lord, the oversight, the financial support, and all the things that we do for that wonderful orphanage there in Carmargle, Lord, and all those special children that are going to be so important to the world that we live in today. Father, I just pray this morning that everything we do brings glory to our Savior, Jesus Christ. But Lord, as we open up this service, we also pray for the good news, and I hope it's still happening there in Israel, that the ceasefire is still going on and that the hostages, Lord, I pray not just the few, I pray they all get out. Oh, Lord, please let that happen. And then let there be peace in the Middle East and peace in Jerusalem, oh, Lord. And we pray tomorrow as our new president at the inauguration. Lord, we pray, oh, God, if there's ever been a time that this nation needs your love, your wisdom, and your guidance, and your divine favor, it is now. So, Lord, we pray over all that's going to happen as President Trump and all the rest of them come in to lead the nation, Lord. Let them look to you only. So, Father, bless this morning now. We love you. We give you praise and glory in the greatest name in the universe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we all say, amen. Amen. Let's welcome Steve Chavez. Of course, he's known in Mexico as El Chavez, okay? So the Lord bless you, brother. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be back. It seems like it's been a while, but seen a lot of new faces. And just for those of you who don't know me, my name is Steve Chavez. My wife, Carol, and I have been involved in a mission ministry for about the past 15 years. We've helped lead mission teams to orphanages and to build houses for needy people in the border towns of Mexico. In 2015, we met Pastor Luna, who runs the orphanage in Carmargle where we are now serving. When we first met Pastor Luna, he was struggling financially to keep the orphanage open because of all the violence in the area. His support had dwindled to almost nothing. We saw that helping to meet the needs of needy children, abandoned children in the border town of Mexico fit in with Pastor Bill's and Calvary Chapel's vision. Since then, Calvary Chapel has been sending teams 2 to 3 times a year to help the orphanage with projects to improve their day-to-day living conditions, just to build it back up because it had gotten into bad disrepair. In 2021, my wife, Carol, and I moved closer to the border so that we could be more involved with helping the orphanage on a day-to-day basis. So currently, there are 29 children at the orphanage. We have 2 large dormitories. One sleeps the boys, one sleeps the girls. And then there's another dormitory that sleeps the 5 little kids that we call the babies. Then when they first came, they were all in diapers. We had 5 little kids in diapers at one time, and needless to say, that's a chore. The kids do not have much other than just their own beds. We've seen lives changed from dark depression, fearfulness, and loneliness to a light of joy, cheerfulness, and now peace in their hearts because of your love and your support. You have made a tremendous difference in the lives of these children. This is what God has done with your support. Many of you send donations, but most of you don't see the trailer full of your donations that make it down to the orphanage with the teams. We used to think that only donations they needed were clothes, toys, shoes, food, but just as important are the day-to-day needs of running the orphanage. Trash bags. Do you know how much trash they produce? Quite a bit. Do you know how much, how often they mop the floors from the bathrooms and the kitchens and just mops and brooms? Do you know how many light fixtures there are in the orphanage? I know each one of them personally. It takes quite a bit to run it, and you guys have stepped up to meet all those needs. You have replaced old propane kitchen stoves with new electric ones. You've sent refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, small kitchen appliances, bicycles, mattresses, swimming pools, vehicles. You don't know what a difference you have made for the orphanage for it to run more efficiently. But you've also created problems. By donating all these things, they need to be maintained. Washers break, appliances break, maintenance has to be done to the AC units, cars needs the oil changed, wipers, tires, bicycles get flats. Bicycles get flats. Swimming pools need maintenance. But you have stepped up and met all of these maintenance needs and improvements that we've made, for which we are extremely thankful. You might not think about this either, but when the kids get sick, they need medical attention, and you've helped pay for all of these. There's a little girl, her name is Natalie. She was getting bullied at school because of her teeth. She now has braces because of you guys. One of the boys, Rogelio, he just cut his arm, had to have stitches. All that was taken care of. We just had four little girls who got sick, real bad coughs, high temperatures. They got the medicine they needed. They're all much better now. A couple of the girls needed glasses. They have glasses now. Also, there's a Christian woman psychologist that meets with the kids on a monthly basis. And if they have any emotional problems throughout any time at all, Pastor Luna just calls her and she's there on the spot. And you as a church have met all of these needs. But that's enough about you guys. You guys are great. Let's talk about the kids now. Right now we have 29 kids that are currently housed at the orphanage. And only 5 of them have been there before we got there. So we've known we've seen all of the rest of them come in when they first arrived. All the rest of them have since graduated or left the orphanage. That means that we know all of them, their backgrounds, and just the reasons they're there. Most of them, though, are there because their parents abandoned them. Most of them were alone, scared, dirty, neglected, and just roaming the streets of their city. The kids all go to school, but we found that when they came home, they didn't have much to do. So we were able to transform a large room that was not being used into what we call the library, which is rarely ever quiet. 29 kids, and there's a lot of kids. An idea that started out as just a box of books, as you see in the photos, is now a space that gives them opportunity to create, to learn, to play, and to just have family time together. They do crafts. Some of them have learned to sew. They read books, play games together, and much, much more. But best of all, we're able to spend time sharing God's word with them and to put it into their hearts. The kids have begun to learn how to use the Bible, memorize scripture. They've memorized the Ten Commandments, and they have memorized the whole chapter of Psalm 121, that God is their help. They've memorized Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, Proverbs 3:1 through 6, writing God's word in their heart, John 3:16, they have it all memorized. They also have the books of the Bible memorized, the old and the new. So you have filled this place with God's love, giving these kids a future and a hope. There have been many of you who have traveled with the mission teams to serve at the orphanage. Some of you know and understand what it takes to get to know these children. Today, we've asked a few of these to come up and share some of their experiences they have had at the orphanage. First, I would like to introduce to you one of our most faithful servants. He's been with us pretty much since the beginning, since we started going to Mexico. He's been there not only on trips, working with teams, but he's also behind the scenes making mission trips happen. He's kind of a big kid because he always loves to play with the kids, hanging out with the kids, and spinning round and round. His wife also is a large part of the behind scenes, as she's always involved when there is a project. She supports the needs for the teams that go down. So I'd like to introduce Tim Hamilton to come up and share a little bit.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Good morning. Recognize many of your faces as people who have also served alongside, and I'm going to take a little trip back like Pastor Steve alluded to. I've been involved in the missions for the last 13 years, and reason I'm involved in this is because I do believe that we were created all the way back in Genesis 1 to serve and take care of God's creation. So literally each one of us is called to serve God, which involves serving others, His creation. So all we have to do is find what our calling is. And some of us, it may be mission, some of us may be other things. But the biggest part of it is getting out and starting. And so I'm just going to share a little bit about my experiences with the missions. So started coming to Calvary Chapel in 2011, went on my first trip to Casa Hogar Mami in December of 2011. That was a different orphanage that we supported. It was in the pretty much in the middle of Reynosa. And we went there multiple times. We started building houses on the edge of Reynosa in 2014. And all of these things that we were involved with, behind the scenes, there's support from the church, there is prayer that's involved, and other opportunities present themselves. The orphanage in Reynosa had a pretty good amount of support. So as Pastor Steve referenced, along came Pastor Luna and the orphanage in Camargo, and they were in a time of need. So with the leadership and the prayer that's involved, as Pastor Bill says, prayer is the work. And so we started going to Camargo. And in 2016, the El Pollo Hilton was built. Some of those on that trip will know that's our friendly way of describing the hotel we made for the chickens. The next year, in 2017, we did the El Cerdo Hilton, and that was for the pigs. And as you can tell, my Spanish is not very good, but that's one of the things that I want to encourage each one of you. So even for me, having gone all these different times, and I still have a bit of trepidation because I know I don't know Spanish. But you don't have to know Spanish to be able to serve and to be at the orphanage. The universal language of love, of a play with the kids, it just means so much to them, and you can see it, and they can see it in your eyes and the time that you spend with them. It's very meaningful to them, and I can't even begin to accurately describe the emotions that, you know, being connected to them and playing with them like that brings. It's just something that only experiencing it you would know. I can't believe it's been 8 years that we've been going to Camargo. There's nothing like also worshiping alongside these kids. When we have our times of worship, it's just so touching to hear those young voices just belting out these songs that we sing every Sunday here, but in Spanish. And it's just very moving. And I would like to also thank our leaders in Steve and Carol. They have faithfully served and continue to serve now down there directly. And in their lack of being here, Paul has stepped up. And I thank Paul for his leadership. And then Pastor Luna and his wife, it truly is coming alongside. And really, as you're going to hear from others, it's not about us. It's really not even about you all, but yet we really do appreciate each one of you all because it's really God that provides the stuff that we can then serve and send on to these kids. So really, you all do make it possible what we get the privilege of doing. And each time the mission team leaves, Pastor Steve mentioned about four times a year we go. Each time, God uniquely forms the team. So we make plans, we think that we're going to be able to go, and God laughs because we're human and we don't see the future. And so we're not always able to end up coming through, and that's okay. And Pastor Steve and Paul are very flexible, and they understand that life happens and all, but that heart to serve, that desire to serve is the key. And just making yourself available, whatever that may be. I am overwhelmed by the support of each of you, and it is just a blessing to be a part of it. I thank you all for the opportunity that you all afford for me to be able to go and to serve alongside each one of you all in here. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. This past year, we've had many new people serve in the mission teams. This year, we've been blessed with a talented person who loves to sing and share Christ with the children. I've watched her mingle with and bond with the kids, and the kids always ask, "When is she coming back?" So right now, I'd like to introduce Maggie Reyes.
Good morning, Calvary. Like Steve mentioned, my name is Maggie Reyes, and today I have the privilege of sharing my journey of experiencing God's goodness through the mission work at Casa Hogar in Camargo. For years, I sat in the audience watching the Love Never Fails videos about the children at the orphanage at Camargo, and each time I thought, what a beautiful ministry. As I felt the Lord tugging at my heart and whispering, "You need to go." At the same time, a flood of excuses would come to my mind of why I couldn't go. I'll never get the time off at work. I'm a mom of little ones. Who's going to take care of my kids? You get car sick. How are you going to do an 11-hour ride in the back of a van to Mexico? The excuses were endless. But one particular Love Never Fails Sunday, as I watched the children on the screen, the Lord spoke directly to me, no longer in a whisper. You need to go. Still hesitant but determined to obey, I attended the next mission's potluck meeting to learn more. I found myself filling out a volunteer form and unsure if I would still actually go, but trusting that if it was God's plan, he would make it happen. And he did. In March 2024, I went on my first missions trip with Love Never Fails International, and it completely changed me. I fell in love with the children, the ministry, and the work God is doing there. And now they can't keep me away. I keep going back. After each mission trip, I often get asked, "So how did it go? What do you guys do out there?" I automatically want to recount the daily activities we do, but it's so much more than that. How do you describe the privilege of witnessing God's love in action? How do you put into words the blessing of being his hands and feet? Being the vessel he uses to put a smile on a child, on the face of a child who has nothing to smile about. Of being the arms to comfort a child who is crying because they miss home. Of being, putting the song back in their hearts and leading them in worship to Jesus. Or the honor of teaching a child about God's love and mercy. It really is beyond words. It's transformative. Being a part of this ministry has been a great privilege. I am grateful to God for leading me here and for allowing me to share this journey with all of you. But if you have felt the Lord calling you to go on a mission trip, don't miss out on that blessing. The verse that keeps coming to mind is Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." The Lord doesn't need anyone with special abilities. He just needs a willing heart. So thank you all for listening, for your prayers, and your support for this life-changing work. I love you all, and may God bless you richly.
I thought I couldn't pray.
We're not going to let her share anymore. Another new servant that we've had the pleasure of getting to know this year is someone that we've watched serve with a whole heart. She has made herself available, and the kids just love her. She's a true servant in all she does. And I'd like to introduce Stephanie Thomas.
Thank you. I'm Stephanie Thomas, and my husband and I, Kent, went to the mission trip in September. It was our first time to go. Actually, Kent was able to go before that, because we'd wanted to go and had actually planned to go, and then life happened and I wasn't able to, so he was able to make a trip before that. But the Lord allowed us to go in September, and by nature, I'm a doer, and I don't speak Spanish at all. So the questions in my mind were, well, what are we going to do? And how do we do it if we don't speak Spanish? And, you know, they said, well, we're just going to play and love the kids. And I thought, well, I can do that. But what we found out was that, like Tim said, you know, loving, it's beyond Spanish. Like, they understand that. And just loving and spending time with them communicates without having to speak their language. I was especially drawn to the four littles, or the babies, that Steve talked about. They called them, at that time, the cuatros. I guess there's five now, so they're going to have to change that to the cincos. But I don't know if it was because I'm a new grandma or what, but I just felt drawn to them. And one particular night after, it was lunch or supper or something, Susanna just walked over and she just reached up to me. And I just held her. We just sat there for probably 5 or 10 minutes and just rocked. And I just thought, prayed in that moment that she would feel the love of a grandma, you know, that she doesn't have. So another special time was they always do a special craft. There's another lady from another church that goes and plans this whole craft. And so we had to cut these strips of cloth and... it was, I think Jessica came over, one of the older girls, and she wanted to help, you know, but again, couldn't communicate, but we did. We communicated, even though I didn't speak the language, and we sat there for probably an hour just cutting, and it was just a neat time. But one of the highlights for me was the worship, too, and when Maggie was leading them, the song played for a while before I could recognize what they were saying, and it was Waymaker, and it was incredible. It made me think about what heaven will be like, that every tribe and tongue and nation will be singing in their own language. So anyway, I like Maggie said, I encourage you, if you feel the Lord tugging at your heart, like I want to go, but and if you speak Spanish, there's no excuses, but even if you don't speak Spanish, He will use your obedience, and he is faithful and good. And it was just a privilege to serve with you guys and to see the sacrificial love of Steve and Carol and just how happy those kids are. I know we've heard several stories of how they don't always come in that way, but they truly are happy. So you will be blessed if you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now, I would like to introduce one of the dearest and most faithful servants we have, one who has stepped up and been an extraordinary, godly, faithful, hardworking overseer of the missions ministry here at the church. He coordinates all the mission events. He works endlessly to collect and organize all the donations you send to Mexico. I can't say enough of how hard this man works. Paul.
Thank you. Well, good morning. And I thought it would get easier second service, but following very two emotional speakers, it's not fair that I get to come up after that. You know, I've been coming here since 2004, and we were sitting right about there with my kids. They're grown now. And Pastor Bill was talking about how God keeps all your tears in a bottle. And my kids are yucking it up and laughing, so I lovingly tapped them in the back of the head. And afterwards, I'm like, what are you guys talking about in church? And he goes, well, I asked Darcy how big Dad's bottle was, and she goes... Okay, but as I get older, I tend to leak more, so it's tough. But hey, you know, all glory, honor, and praise to our Heavenly Father. The work he's doing there is amazing. And I will say, I've never been around two more humble, selfless, tireless workers than Stephen Carroll. And I've also never been around a group of people that donates and supports a work in abundance. And for that, I am truly grateful to each of you for what you do and what you give. You know, we just recently did Christmas with the angel tree, and you guys gave in abundance. And but we had the kids in kids' church make Christmas cards for the kids. And each kid had a card in their bag. And when they got their gift, it wasn't the giftings that they were going after first. It was that card. And they were running to Steve and Carol. What does it say? And I was sharing that with some of the fourth and fifth graders in kids' church in class, and I was asking them, and I said, did you guys ever realize what impact you were going to have with that card and what the Lord would do with it? And of course, they were like, no, we're just we're coloring and making cards and saying Merry Christmas. But it's what the Lord does with it that's amazing. And because of your giftings and giving, I get the privilege to go and see that. And it's amazing. And so it's not the amount, because God can multiply anything, but it's the faithfulness that you guys continually do that make that place work and go, and the blessings in it. And you know, speaking Spanish, that's a thing that I can't do either. I have gone and I've used every language app there is existence to man. When I retired, I went and took a semester in Spanish at TCC. And I still can't speak Spanish. You know? And the thing is, I know God's given us gifts. And each of you have a gift, if not multiple gifts the Lord's given you. But as the Holy Spirit wills, it's the giftings for His glory and for the benefit of others, but when He wants to use it, not when we want to use it. But I've been praying for the gift of tongues. Spanish tongues. It's just not happening. And then one day we were there at Christmas time, and little Reinita, who is ornery, headstrong, and willful. And what a great personality. But Steve was teaching the Christmas story, going through the Advent calendar, and she's not paying attention, fidgeting. So one of the workers gets her and brings her back where she can sit in the back next to her. And she tells Renita to sit down. Well, Renita kind of leans on the chair. She gets told again to sit down, so she puts one leg on the chair. And she's told to sit down again, and she kind of sits halfway on the chair. But she finally gets there and gets comfortable, and she's playing with these glasses that they were given New Year's glasses and stuff. And so I just kind of took that away from her so she wouldn't be distracted. And she's still not listening. And then it happened. I spoke in Spanish. I said, necesitas escuchar, which means you need to listen. And I thought, Lord, where did that come from? And she looked at me, and in perfect English, she said, no. So that was the extent of the gifting and my experience with it. But God is good. And it's, you know, I hope that you can see every month when we play the videos and now a little bit of what God has done with what you provide. And for that, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. I get the privilege to go, and I get to see it. And I get to see those beautiful faces. So thank you. And you know, all honor, glory, and thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Well, this wasn't in my notes, but since Paul was talking about tongues, we got the gift of tongues here. I think it was a couple of years ago, Pastor Bill donated a pair of slacks, or a few pairs of slacks that he had extra in his closet, and donated them. And they got down there to the orphanage, and we were looking through all the stuff that had been donated, and Pastor Luna sees these pants, and he said, "Whoa, these are nice. A little bit too long. Pastor Luna's about this tall. Pastor Bill's about this tall." But he tried them on, and they fit perfect in the waist. So he had them altered. I mean, he thinks they're the neatest thing in the world. He said the next Sunday he got up there and preached in English so good. He didn't know what he was saying, but he worked out perfect. He said. Anyway, Pastor Luna has asked me to let you all know how thankful he is for all that you've done to support the work there at the orphanage in Camargo. He has sent a short little video thanking you all.
Soy el Pastor Luna y solamente quisiera decir algo, unas palabras para ustedes.
Yes, hello, my name is I'm Pastor Ozzy Luna and I'm here to say a few words.
Tenemos un ministerio que comenzamos hace 21 años.
We've had a ministry that we've started about 21 years ago.
Un ministerio que ha sido por fe porque comenzamos sin nada y Dios ha suplido cada necesidad.
It's been a ministry with nothing but faith because it has all been on support and faith that you have brought to us.
Tenemos 29 niños en este tiempo.
We have a total of 29 children now.
Algunos ya han salido y ya están trabajando fuera y tenemos algunos profesionistas.
Some have come in and out. Some have already had their own education and are professionals now at this time.
Es un ministerio que Dios puso en nuestras manos y lo tomamos con la ayuda de Dios.
It's a ministry that God has put in our hands and we have taken it.
Ha habido momentos difíciles en estos 21 años.
And we've had hard times in this past 21 years.
Pero gracias a Dios que nos ha sostenido.
But we thank the Lord that He has sustained us.
Pero queremos decirle gracias a ustedes como iglesia.
But we want to give thanks to you as a church.
Porque Dios siempre envía a las personas en el momento indicado.
Because God always sends the help and the people on the time that is most needed.
Y ustedes llegaron en el tiempo de Dios.
And you all have arrived in the time that God knew that it was needed.
Nosotros estamos al frente.
We are on the front.
Pero si no fuera por los que están detrás, no pudiéramos hacer el trabajo.
But if it weren't for the ones behind us, supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do the job.
De parte de nuestra mesa directiva, les dimos gracias.
In behalf of a board that we have, we say thanks, thank you.
Hablamos también por nuestros niños.
We talk in behalf of our children as well.
También les decimos gracias.
And we are also grateful and thank you.
Ha sido una bendición este ministerio.
It's been a great blessing, this type of ministry.
Ver a estos niños crecer.
Just watch and see these children, grow up.
Sacarlos de la calle.
How they come out of the street.
Y de muchos problemas que ellos han pasado.
And of so many problems that they've seen and gone through.
Y agradecemos su ayuda y su apoyo.
And we are very grateful for your support and help.
Y sus oraciones.
And your prayers.
Esperamos sigan orando por nosotros y apoyándonos.
We just hope that you keep on supporting and keep praying for us.
Este año pasado, especialmente para mí, no fue un año muy fácil.
This year for me has not been too easy for me.
Estuve enfermo por 3 meses.
I was very ill for about 3 months.
Pero Dios nos dio la salud.
But God gave us health.
Y aquí estamos para seguir sirviendo y trabajando para nuestros niños.
And we're still here to serve and help our children.
Gracias. Que Dios les bendiga.
We thank you and God bless you.
Y estamos agradecidos por su apoyo y su ayuda.
And we're very grateful for your support and your help.
Una vez más, gracias.
Once again, we thank you. We thank you so much.
Then the king will say to those in his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?" And he says, And when did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, even to the children in Camargo, Mexico, you have done it unto me. We have been blessed, so blessed to be a part of this ministry. We have seen God do great things in the hearts and the lives of these children, and just how he continues to bless the work that he has called us to do, not just Carol and I, but all of us as a church. We would like to thank you again for supporting the work at the orphanage in Camargo. It has truly been a blessing for Carol and I. We are thankful that we have been allowed by God and all of you to serve in this way. What a privilege. God is good. Well, we don't have time to share all the stories and blessings that God has blessed us with, but I will close with this one short story. Kendall, it's a pig story. Well, we were wanting to raise a pig to make us to help us with the table scraps that were produced by 30 kids. The table scraps are a problem, so we put out the word in the community that if anybody had a small pig for sale. Well, within a few days, a lady came and donated a small 2-month-old pig and even delivered it to us for free. This was just one way that God provides for our needs. What a blessing. Free pig. Isn't that a great story? How many of you remember Paul Harvey? Now I'll let you know the rest of the story. We raised this pig for 9 months and estimated its weight to be about 300 pounds. Well, we finally got to the point where she was eating more table scraps than we could produce. So we advertised, and a few days later, a couple came to the orphanage and saw the sign, the for sale sign. They asked if they could see it. I said, sure. Well, so I took him back and I showed him the pig and talked for a while, and then he said, well, how much do you want for it? I told him, $250. So we talked a little bit more and conversation, and then he finally stopped and he said, well, I'll take the pig. I said, all right, great, that is great news. Another huge blessing. He paid me $150 on the spot and said, I'll pay you the rest when I come and get it, and I'll be back in 3 days. That would have been a Friday. Friday came, Friday went, didn't show up, but I had $150 in my hand and a pig in the pen, so I was still in good shape. No problem. Monday came along and he shows up with 3 guys, which in my opinion was the best news of all, because I didn't have to help load the pig. Gave me the rest of the money, and then he pulled me off to the side and he said, as soon as I butcher this pig, I'm going to bring back half the meat for you guys, free of charge. Another huge blessing. Now that is a great story, isn't it? There's the rest of the story. A lady came by a few days later and said, I heard you sold your pig. Here are 2 more piglets so you can start all over again. Free of charge. Another huge blessing. But we only needed one. We didn't need both. So we had it there for about 2 months, and the guy that bought the first pig comes by, and he says, I heard you sold, I heard you had some more pigs. Do you want to sell one of them? And I said, well, I only need one, so yeah, I'll sell you one of the pigs. So we went back, he looked at it, and he said, I'll take it. So to make a long story short, He bought it, and we now only have exactly what we need, no more, no less, and all the blessings that came along with it. Isn't God good? And now you know the rest of the story.
Well, I love pig stories, don't you? God is so good. You know, it's real easy to watch, you know, videos month after month of the things that are happening at Camargo, at the orphanage. And you see such beautiful children, such well-groomed children. Their clothes are so clean. The rooms are all painted. It's cheerful, amen? But see, it wasn't always like that. When I first went there, listen, the bullet holes from the cartel were still all over into the buildings. It was the darkest, most depressing place. And I say that not as a judgment, but the children came home from like a school or whatnot. There was nothing there. And I mean, even the showers were all torn to pieces, and there was no money. Like Pastor Luna said all those many years ago, he said, you know, you were like air to our lungs, and we were on our last breath. And that's what you've done. You see, you've restored it. Matter of fact, let me read a scripture to you from Isaiah. The Lord says, those from among you, you shall build the old waste places. Boy, that place was a wasted place. And you shall raise up the foundation of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. And what a word that is. And that's exactly what we have done over all these years. And you could not ask for anyone more faithful than Steve and Carol to be there. Amen. I rejoice with them. Matter of fact, I don't know that I've ever been so thankful for a couple that I have watched their giftings and their love and their humility and the way they care. The children adore them, and they're being taught. Do you understand? Not just over, they're being taught and loved and disciplined and all those things. And boy, there's just nothing greater than the faithfulness of God. And so here we are, we're on Mission Sunday again. Now this year's, of course, 2025. And think of all the goodness of God over all these years. I mean, Love Never Fails International, we've been so many different places. And in case you don't know about our public Christian charity, it's all about children. It's not about adults and things, even though we do help adults, but it's always been about children. From Africa, when we were there, we were feeding over 400 children every day that had no parents. You know, we helped even in North Korea. We've done so many different things over the years. But, you know, Mexico has been a place that's dear to my heart. And those children are so special. Amen. And so, you know, the Bible tells us, it says in the psalmist he's written, he says, oh, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. God is faithful. He has always, always provided. And you guys are some of the most wonderful givers for the work that we do there. I stand amazed at the way that you give, but not only just money, but the refrigerators that Too Tall Paul, that's what I call Paul Koo. He's, you know, of course, we work out together. Can you tell? I mean, this guy comes in here and I said, can I help you lift that? He says, I don't want you to get hurt, Bill. He just picks it up with one arm, loads it into the trailer like there's nothing going on. He said, you're just going to kind of be in my way. Why don't you just go back to your office, you know? But what a blessing he is. And all the people, all the mission team, you guys. But listen, you know, when you think about, you know, it's just not lifting our children there out of material poverty. It's spiritual poverty we're lifting them out of. Amen? I mean, that's the whole point. And boy, they're learning the Word of God, and they have a spiritual mother, a spiritual father, Steve and Carol. What role models that is for those kids. And so, you know, we're going to take up an offering as we always do. You know me, I never beg for money. I never plead for money. We don't do that at Calvary. Although I am a voice, if you don't mind, for the children, because you see, the children, do they need a future? Yes. Do your children need a future? Yes. Of course. You know, I mean, we're probably all going to go have lunch later on someplace, maybe Taco Bell. That's my Spanish. But we're going to eat. But the reason they're eating is because of you. The reason that they go to the doctor, like Steve said, is because of you. It's because of all your giving, your constant giving every month to the work there. And you know, 100%, again, 100% of when we give on Love Never Fails Sunday, every bit goes, nothing stays at Calvary, nothing goes to Calvary. It all goes to Mexico, 100%. Whenever our mission teams, when they travel out of Calvary Chapel to go to Mexico, there's not 1 cent goes out, comes from anything that has been given on a Love Never Fails Sunday. It all comes out of Calvary. Amen? So everything that we give on this special day, it goes directly for the work there, all of it. So, you know, God has a lot to say about being poor and orphans and so forth in the Bible. You know, if you study out the book of Exodus and Leviticus and others, remember that when God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, out of bondage, and the covenant that he made with them, and he told them, said, when you come into the land, he said, and you plow your fields or you plant your vineyards, he said, don't you glean all of it. You leave some for the poor or the stranger. Amen? That was God's idea. That's not Bank of America's idea. Amen? No, that's not our idea. It's God says that. He said, don't you ever charge a poor person, ever charge them interest. Boy, that was the Lord. That's not what man does. And so one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible where it tells us in James 1:27, it says, pure and undefiled religion before God the Father, meaning in God's sight, and that God accepts, it says, before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. Now, that doesn't mean to ring a doorbell and have a social visit. It literally means that when you see a child and they have no one, and it says, you go to that person and you help them, amen? And that's exactly what we do. And God said that ranks as the highest virtue of Christianity. See, God is the father to the fatherless. Amen? He loves the orphan. He loves the widow and all that he does. And so with all that being said this morning, listen. The charity was founded upon one scripture that the Lord gave me over two decades ago, right there in that upper room, which is now the media booth. And when the Lord spoke to my heart about starting a charity, I thought I was losing my mind, you know, because I mean, hello, look at me. I mean, I don't know anything about a charity, but boy, I'll tell you, what God has done with this one foundational verse that we have always, people from all over America have given to Love Never Fails International. And you see, that's why we set up a charity. I didn't know it at the time, but because see, that way all people would give, they wouldn't just give to Calvary. Does that make sense? So we have radio listeners, like when Timothy was talking about when we were building homes in Mexico. Listen, we have radio listeners that call me and say, listen, I want to send $5,000 right now to build a home, but they didn't give it to the church because they won't give it to the church. Does that make sense? But they'll give it to a public Christian charity. And so that's why the Lord, I didn't know why he wanted to do that, but that's God is wise, amen? And so the scripture that the Lord gave me was Proverbs 19:17. He who hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto God, and God will pay back what has been given. The word pity doesn't mean to feel sorry. It means to give a hand up, not necessarily just a hand out. Does that make sense? That's what we're doing in Camargo. We're giving children a future and a hope. We're loving them. We're mending their broken hearts. And they see us care. Listen, is there anything greater than taking a child that's living on the streets and has no one to help them, and all of a sudden they land there at the orphanage of Camargo? I would call that great hope, amen? And it's all because of what you've done. So, you know, whenever you give today, would you just look at it as a loan to God? He says, you know, he who hath pitieth on the poor, God says, he says, you know, lendeth unto the Lord. You want to give God a loan. Can you believe he wants a loan? That's what the scripture says. You're going to loan God something this morning. And then God says, here's what I'll do when you give. I'm going to pay back what's been given. Now, please don't try to put a definition on that. So you'll say, you know, well, man, I gave $10. He's going to give me 10 back. Why don't you just let God define what he's going to give you? Because he knows what you need. Amen. So ushers, let's come forth this morning, and we're going to rob the people of God as best we can. God is good. Amen. What a wonderful work. You know, I'm so thankful. Steve, Carol, I know you're going to be leaving today. Matter of fact, they do have time. Thank you, brother. They do have time after the service. We're going to close with a song in just a minute. But when the song is over, they're going to be at the table in the main lobby. They'd love to visit with you if you'd like to ask them any questions about Camargo. But, you know, listen, I encourage you to get on a mission trip and go and visit. It'll change you more than it will change them. Amen? And so the Lord bless you as you give this morning. And Jesse's going to come and he's going to sing. It's when the song is over. Well, let's wait till we rob them good first, Jesse. Let's wait. I'm very thankful that Paul Koo, I didn't have a coughing spell. So you were right. Paul, first service, I like to cough myself completely silly. I had to get somebody else up here to read this. And I told Paul, I said, Paul, I think I'm just going to welcome Steve and then take an offering. And then I'm going to sit down where I don't have to, because I don't want to go through this again. And Paul said, oh, ye of little faith. He said, why don't you just wait and see what God does at the end of the service, Bill? You see how he pushes me around? Yeah. That's why we call him Jeremiah Johnson, you see. What a blessing all of you've been. Steve and Carol, listen, I want you to know that I feel like I've been robbed because I've been sick this week and I didn't get to spend the kind of time I wanted to spend with you. But I want you to know that I love you guys. I am so thankful for you. And I have never met anyone as dedicated. You know, did you know that Steve really loves those kids? Did you see him swinging on the swing, huh? No, listen, he gets so choked up. But, you know, because it's like he said, we were in our board meeting yesterday, and he said, I can't believe that this is what we call retirement. He said, it's just incredible. But you know what? They love those kids, and it shows. Amen? So thank you for, yeah, amen. Let's thank the Lord. So we're gonna stand this morning and we're gonna sing to the. Jesse's gonna close us out, and if you have the opportunity, go back and say hello to Steve and Carol there in the main lobby. And if you need prayer, there's a prayer room in the main lobby. There'll be people there to pray with you, for you, whatever it might be. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
God is so good. So
God bless you. Have a great day.